This is going to be a very painful episode to make. I have a canker sore. I can't open my mouth without a lot of pain. I have been in a lot of pain. It's really fucking awful. You think, like, why? Why the pain, you know? And why can't the human being just literally say, no more pain, we get it, okay, we get it. There's a problem there. Why does it have to keep fucking reminding me, you know? The human body, keeping reminding me of this shit. Why are you doing it? The human body, what a fucking excuse of a thing. All of these human bodies, all of them excuses of a thing. And my head hurts as well, you know. When you get something that affects your mouth, whether it's dental pain or, you know, like what I've got now, it's, or, you know, even kind of the back of the throat, you know, the top of the throat. The back top back of the throat. Anywhere, anything around the mouth is what I'm trying to say, okay? Anything in there. It makes you fucking miserable, man. It does. And I've got this headache now as well. And it's not even really a headache. It's just pain. It's just pain all over. But here I am making a podcast episode. Because that's one of the things I do here. That's one of the things I have decided to do. I make podcast episodes. Yes. This is definitely 100 and that's it, okay? Because there's nothing more than 100 in terms of percentage. Now, I understand there is, you know, you could say, oh, 250%, you can say that. You can say 4,000%, you can say that. You can say 794%. You can say 1,050,000,000%. You can say infinity percent. You can say these things. All right? But when it comes to effort, the only thing that can be given is 100%. Okay? Is 100%, is 100%, is 100%. And what the fuck was I talking about? What was the point? This is a misc. Was that my point? It's a misc, and we're gonna give it 100%, even though I don't fucking know. You see what canker sores can do? They can give you fucking memory problems. You know, I got PTSD as well. And Tourette's. I've got fucking Tourette's syndrome. It's causing me to have Tourette's. Canker sores fucking suck, man. And I'm not even sure if it is a canker sore. Like, it might be something else. It might be something kind of different. Something kind of, maybe it's more serious or maybe it's less serious. Who knows? But, I mean, I just looked at it in the mirror for the first time before I started recording. I've had it for a few days. But I've just decided, you know, I'm going to look at this fucking thing. So I opened the cheek and I saw it. And it's kind of like a ridge, you know, near the, you know, my back teeth on the right side. And yeah, it looks like I've really bitten my cheek really hard, you know, or been chewing it. And this has resulted. This has come up from it. It fucking sucks. Canker sores. Fucking awful. But let's end the canker sore segment, okay? I don't want to spend 20 minutes talking about canker sores. We are against canker sores here on Brad Nichols Podcast. We are. But what I really want to talk about today, one of the things I want to talk about today in this misc is fake tits. I want to talk about fake tits. I do. They're really funny. I was looking at fake tits yesterday. Like, specifically, I searched fake tits. And I was looking at all of these, like, before and after plastic surgery photos. And I just kept thinking to myself, why? Why are you doing this? Like, why? Why do women feel the need to put balls of liquid into their, on their chest? They're fucking opening up their chest and sticking balls of liquid on the chest to make it look like they were, you know, naturally provided with, by nature, big titties. But they weren't, you know? And they may look, you know, they're big things with skin and nipples. But it doesn't change the fact that they're fucking, you still got small tits, but your small tits have been, you know, just mangled with balls of silicone. What are you doing? How did this become a thing, you know? And really, it's the same for, like, all plastic surgery. We're so fucking silly. We're silly. You're all silly. I'm not silly, okay? Sometimes I'm silly. But only when I decide to be silly. But all you fucking humans, all of you, are fucking silly. Most of you, all of you are silly. You're putting bags of silicone into your chest. And these things, I mean, it's not, I mean, you know, safe completely. There's complications sometimes. And apparently they sag as well. They can sag in this weird way. They can pop. They can fucking pop. They're a fucking hazard. And you got a lot of, how many women? This will be fun to search. How many women in the world have plastic titties? Come on. Okay, here we go. How many women have fake tits? Go. Okay. 8.08 per 1,000 women in the United States have had some type of breast implant. Approximately 60% of the procedures have been done for cosmetic reasons. I think it's much higher than that, to be honest. Okay, so... okay, 8 out of every 1,000. Let's find some more numbers, shall we? What's the average size? Like, what's the average size? What's the average size of a titty implant? Size of a titty implant. The most popular size for breast implants is between 350 to 400 cc. All right. For most patients, this would look like a small to a large C cup. In fact, all of the top five most popular sizes are between 350 to 500. All right. Okay. So that's a lot of women getting fake tits for cosmetic reasons. And they're getting, you know, decent sized ones, you know. No one's going in. I guess probably there are. There are probably women going in and they're like, you know, I don't want them to be too big. I don't even want them to be, you know, too much bigger than I've got now. Just give me like a yogurt cup. Give me a yogurt cup added on. I just want to go up a yogurt cup. You know, a small kid's yogurt cup. Put them on. And I want it to be the shape. I want them to be the shape of a yogurt cup. Fuck it. Just fill the bags with yogurt. Okay, fuck it. Don't even use the bags. Just put two yogurt cups underneath my skin. Put them in my chest. I want to walk around with yogurt cup titties. I mean, is there the same kind of thing for men? Like, what is the equivalent for for men or fake tits? I mean, I guess some guys, they try and they get their dick, they play around with their dick and they try and make it a bit bigger, but is there really anything that can do that, like, in the same way? I don't think there's anything that can do it in the same way as fake tits. I mean, if you go through a whole lot of fucking bullshit, maybe you can gain, you know, an inch or more, a bit more than that, who knows, or a bit less, maybe it's not even that. But it's not the same kind of thing, you know, in the culture. It's not like, oh yeah, that guy's got a fucking plastic dick. He got fake dick. Or even balls, you know. We don't do it with the balls. Really. Right? You know, yeah, we don't. It's not the same. Maybe there probably is a thing, you know, such a thing as ball implants. And I know there's people who inject shit into their dicks and balls and stuff to make them bigger. But that's, I don't really view that as the same kind of thing. It's not, you know, unless it's like a fucking pretty, you know, easy procedure. Some risks, but not too much. And a lot of guys are doing it. And it actually, you know, it works every fucking time. You know, it's not like the fucking whatever you inject in there is going to move this way or fucking evaporate away. No, it's like a thing, you know, an implant, a real thing, a real procedure. I mean, I don't think there is there's the thing, I watched a documentary on it once, I think, or something. There was a part of a documentary or something. The guys who, they get a part of them cut, they cut apart and they like basically pull the dick that's inside them, the rest of it down. Or something like that, yeah. There's that. But even, you know, that's not the same either. It's hilarious, it is, but it's not the same. I mean, I guess guys, they can get chest implants and stuff, and pec implants. They can get these calf implants as well. I mean, I've got giant calves, I really do. It's, in terms of muscle, like, it's probably the strongest muscles are on my legs. I have two legs. I do. Yeah. They're on my legs. Yeah, so I definitely don't need a fucking calf implant. Don't need those things. Would I do any of these kind of plastic surgery things? If I could make my dick bigger, would I? Honestly, no, I wouldn't. I really thought about it, you know? I was thinking, because I got a nice sized dick. Perfect fucking size. And beautiful as well. Not just the perfect size, but beautiful. And the best. These women, they've been calling it the best. You know? But I mean, yeah, there's dicks that are probably bigger than mine. I've seen dicks in porn that are bigger than mine. I don't think I've ever seen dicks in real life that are bigger than mine. And I've seen some dicks in real life. I got a nice sized dick. And it's beautiful. And it's a great dick. Greatest dick. But would I make it bigger? Because if there was the possibility to make it bigger, would I do it? And I don't think I would. I don't think I would. I don't think it's necessary. And also, I think, like, it might take away from the beauty, and it might take away from the greatness. If, you know, I started fucking with it, you know, it doesn't need to be fucked with. I'm not going to fuck with it. Tell myself just not to do that. But, I mean, if you're a woman and you've got small tits, let's do this. If I was a woman with small tits, or medium sized tits, or ugly tits, would I get plastic tits? Would I do it? Would I get breast implants? Would I get a breast augmentation? I think if I had small tits, maybe, but I'm leaning towards no right now. Because I think there are a lot of guys out there who do like, and this is the thing, it's all about sexual attraction, isn't it? And it's complete bullshit if these women are saying that, oh no, it's for me. I just wanted to walk around with balls of liquid on my chest. It's only for me. Bullshit, okay? Bullshit, absolute bullshit. Bullshit. You're doing it to appear sexually more attractive. That is what you're doing. For men or for women or for everyone. Or maybe even just yourself. Maybe the only person, you know, you're sexually attracted to is yourself. And you wanted to improve it. You wanted to be more sexually attracted to yourself. Okay? Maybe there's a tiny percentage like that. But the whole thing is sexual attraction. You know, it's not about, oh, I want to look like this. No. You know, there's no fucking, there was no cave women going around wanting fucking bigger tits. Or maybe there was. You know, maybe it's not just about sexual attraction. Well, it is about sexual attraction. It is. But then, you know, that is birthed from, you know, what men like. And men like, you know, titties that can hold a lot of milk. Hold a lot of milk for the baby, you know, apparently, supposedly. Or maybe all of that's bullshit and men don't give a fuck about the milk in the titties for the baby. And they just want bigger things to play with. But look, I don't think women, if you took away this culture, the world culture, they would think that, I don't think they would give a fuck about having big tits or small tits. You know? They wouldn't. And if the world suddenly started to prefer small tits, then big titty women would start to, you know, there'd be more people cutting their tits off than sticking balls of liquid in their chest to appear like they have big tits. Anyway, if I had small tits as a woman, I don't think I'd get fake tits, fake big tits. Because look, there's, it's a character, you know? It's a character trait, and you just have to embrace, I'm the one with the small titties. There's lots of us, and I'm one of them. So all the guys who like small titties, here I am, woo, here I am. You just got to lean into that, you know? You got to lean into that. And instead of it being a weakness, make it a strength, you know? So I'm leaning towards, if I was a woman with small tits or even medium-sized size tits, because I'm sure, you know, there's people who like that as well, medium-sized tits, and, you know, you can kind of be small one day and then do the tricks and be big the other day. Yeah. But if I had ugly tits, here we go. If I had ugly tits, I definitely would get fake tits. I would, because I don't want to be walking around with the ugly tits, you know? And it's also like, yeah, you don't want them. No. Because you can make them look, like, nice with clothing and stuff, but eventually, you have to take the clothing off, okay? You do. Or else it's just fucking weird. So, yeah, if I had fake tits... No. If I had ugly tits, I would get fake tits, you know, and make them look nice. Because, I mean, they are a weapon, and you want to be using the weapon, okay? You don't want to take a guy back and he thinks you got nice big titties and then you take your clothes off and one of your titties is looking that way and, you know, the other one's another size and you don't want that stuff. You want to take that bra off, and you want to, you know, use those titties as a weapon, big, medium, or small. But they got to look, you know, nice. Okay. Really, I mean, ugly tits better than not having any tits, you know. And I mean no tits. I don't just mean, you know, small tits. No, because small tits are tits, okay? But ugly tits, yeah, I'd get fake tits. Okay, we've solved a problem. We have solved a problem for myself. If I ever become a woman with ugly tits, I would get breast implants. That's what I would do. Anyway, it's just weird. It is weird. Fake tits shouldn't exist, okay? I'm against fake tits. I'm not against them because I actually like them, but I'm against the whole... I'm not even against the whole idea. I don't even believe anything I'm saying right now. I love fake tits. I love that they're a thing. I want more fake tits. I want men to start getting fake tits just because that would add... There probably is, you know. There's probably men getting fake tits as well now. These days. Should we talk about something else? Yeah, let's talk about something else. My canker sore is actually feeling better now that I'm talking more and more, which is strange. Quite strange. Very strange. The Queen's going to be dead soon, isn't she? We all know it. Everyone knows it. She hasn't got long left. They're hiding her more and more and more. And she is, she's not doing her fucking job. She's not showing up. She isn't. You know? And you just let the old lady die, for fuck's sake. I mean, it looks like that's what she wants. She's fucking fed up. 70 years in the same fucking role. And it is a role. She is a fucking actress. And she has been doing it for a long time now. 70 years. And she has been the type to, you know, she's never wanted to give it up. She's never wanted to give it up. But at the same time, like for the first time, now I've actually seen her kind of like thinking, oh, maybe I should give this thing up. But the thing is, I think she would rather give it up by just dropping dead than abdicating. I think she would view that as like quitting. Like, I'm not quitting this shit. I said I'd fucking do it, and I'm gonna fucking do it. She doesn't want to abdicate. She doesn't want to give it up. And it would be surprising if she did. I mean, she could. She could. And if it gets really bad, like if things start to get kind of real fucking weird with her, then she would maybe, like, she would, or it would most likely be forced, you know. It would be forced upon her to give it up. But yeah, she is going to be dead soon. I think at 100, Charles is going to kill her anyway. He's fucking sick and tired of this shit, you know, of never getting the fucking crown. And his kid, William, he would kill all of them to get it. And I think he's expecting that the Queen will die soon, and then his dad might have, you know, 5 to 10 years, and then he'll die, hopefully. And then he'll get it and have a long reign, you know, a longish reign. This country will always be imaginary to me until I'm king. It really will be. It will remain an imaginary country until King Brad the First. Yeah. This whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. I haven't watched any of it. Of course I haven't. I'm sure there's a few other people who haven't as well. But I feel like the rest of the world has watched all of it. It has been everywhere. On every fucking news channel. It has invaded every fucking, you know, news outlet, magazine, newspaper, website, all of it, you know. It's everywhere. All on TikTok as well. Like, this is the entertainment you people accept. Not you, because you're listening to me, but you know what I'm talking about. People, you know, the other people. This is what they accept. Fuck off with all of this shit, all of you people. Fuck off with all of this shit with all of you people. Fuck off. You shitty people. But this is the entertainment that people accept, you know. It's hilarious, it really is. Like, it's not even interesting, you know. I'm going to Cyprus tomorrow. Oh yeah, it's tomorrow. It's Friday today. Yeah, it's Friday today. I'm recording this on Friday. Probably going to release it today as well. Yeah. And then tomorrow, go to Cyprus. And then when I get back, I got a few days. And then I'm going to Bulgaria. Yeah. Going to Cyprus. And then Bulgaria. All right, so that's it. That's the episode. It wasn't actually too painful. I thought it was going to be more painful than this, but it wasn't. Which is, fucking great.
All right, see you in the next one. See you in the next one. See you in the next one. Thank you.